Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We are always excited when you take the time to listen to our show, and it is appreciated. So thank you so much for joining us today for, of course, more of your listener questions. Today, we talk about Blizzard Beach. Is now the right time to go to a water park? We also discuss when to visit the pool at your Walt Disney World Resort. Is it better to go to the pool first thing in the morning and get your swim on, go to the parks later in the day, or should you go to the theme parks first, take a midday break, do some swimming and clean up, and then go back to the parks in the evening? We also have other questions about spreading out the crowds with more restaurants possibly opening at Walt Disney World and much, much more. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you. And if you really want to support the show, book your next trip with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. You can see everything they have to offer at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's the easiest way and free way to support the show. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. You're allowing us to do four shows a week. Plus, our patrons get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like more information on supporting the show over on Patreon, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1887 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a great midweek, and we are always glad to get together with you wherever you're tuned in around the world. And that is truly a great thing with podcasting. Because we get our stats, you know, every day and check and see how many, you know, streams we had, how many downloads we had, who listened on an Android, who listened on iOS, who listened on desktops. But what's really cool, I can break down the stats to see where people listen around the world, to all 50 states and countries and this everywhere. And it's really cool because we kind of do touch all around the world. So thanks so much wherever you are on this wonderful planet that you take the time to listen to our show. So today, of course, answering your listener questions. So joining me from themouseforless.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. And with this, shot number two is in the books, and I have no idea how I feel. I'm going to assume I feel like garbage. So, yay! I don't know. I'm just expecting the worst. So,
you look a little flushed.
You'll surely find it then.
Yeah, exactly.
You shouldn't do that.
So, I know.
You know, my shot, you know, they took it out and they're like, here, this is a Jose Cuervo. And here you go. So,
yeah, I should have taken that shot before. But, you know, I didn't.
I did encourage you to do that. Yeah, I told you that you wouldn't feel anything.
You did encourage me to take the Jose Cuervo shot before the COVID shot. But yeah, no, I didn't do that. So I don't think that the pharmacist would have liked that very much if I would have smelled of alcohol, you know, before getting a shot. So just didn't do that. So
I was OK. Side tangent, as we do for a few seconds. I was at Walgreens the other day, and the lady was at the, you know, the pharmacy checkout, right? She's not at the front checkout, like for general merchandise, yeah. But she had a big old thing of wine, like a big couple bottles of wine, and they could not check her out with the wine at the pharmacy checkout. And the guy behind there's like, yeah, totally doesn't make sense, right? I can get you drugs, like hard, you know,
right,
all these drugs,
exactly.
But
yes.
I cannot sell you alcohol right. back here.
I cannot sell you alcohol. That's so weird. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, well, I found while I was at our Walgreens that they now make M&Ms in a bag that are milk chocolate, peanut, and peanut butter all mixed together, and it is the best thing ever.
Dude,
so,
how about that?
Just saying. Also, serving sizes on the bag of M&Ms. Ha that's a joke. So, just saying.
One bag is one. I mean, let's be real. Like, I mean, everything, as much as you can have is one serving.
I looked at the bag.
Don't do that. I do not look.
It said that you're only supposed to eat 16 pieces, and I'm like, I think I eat 16 pieces in one hand.
Yeah, exactly. It's a...
How many servings per little bag are there?
Well, you're supposed to only eat 16 pieces, so I got the sharing size. So it says in the sharing size, I'm supposed to get like 8 servings. Oh. And I was like, Yeah, that's going to be like maybe 3 servings, maybe, probably 2. So not 8. I can guarantee that.
All right. Yeah. Also joining us, we have the coder of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, is the M&M store that is open at Disney Springs, right?
It is open at Disney Springs. And here, I hate to even say this, but I am not a big M&M's fan.
What?
I know, right? I do like the ones with peanuts. Like, those are my favorite. But, like, the chocolate that they use is not my favorite chocolate.
You're pretty picky about chocolate.
I am. So, yes, I am picky about chocolate. But, yeah, I know. And I don't like any of the, like, little, you know, the specialty flavors either. My husband, on the other hand, I know that his secretaries, well, back when they were all working in an office together, often kept candy on their desks. And I think he's the only one who ate it.
I mean, that's a good deal if you can get it.
Right? I know, right? So, yeah, it's pretty easy to keep Steve happy, like a little bit of candy in a dish, and he's a happy guy. So, yeah, if there's a thing of M&M's there, he is definitely going to.
I know the secret now.
Yes, that's it. You just have to throw him a candy every now and then.
Got it.
So before we get to the first question of the day, I got to tell you one Mike life lesson that I learned today running, right? Okay, because it was, again, as I was running this morning, or I went for a walk this afternoon, I was on the phone. And so I'm walking around our lake, and it's snake season again at our lake, because we have all these snakes that come out and everything. And I'm kind of I used to freak out when I saw them. Yeah. Now I've been here long enough. They don't bother me. I don't bother them. Well, there's a big black snake, and I saw him the first few laps I walked around. I found out that I'm not scared of the snakes except for the next lap when I come around, and he's not in the same spot. I was like, where'd he go? So the whole time. So I'm just saying, a snake that you know where it is, not a problem. When the snake moves and you don't see him anymore, you get a little nervous. All right.
There's a problem.
Just saying. It could be a problem. I'm just like, I was freaking out. So let's get to the first email from the day, and this is actually some feedback. A couple of weeks ago, we had a question about Beer Garden and if the Oompa band was still performing during these, modified experience times. And I think I made a joke about the Ricola trumpet, the big old horn. Like, dude, that thing could be a lethal weapon right now. It could be a super spreader. Right. I didn't know. Mary Rose, one of my great guests over at the Magic for Less, sent this in. She says, hey, guys, as a music teacher, I feel compelled to let you know that while horns can release particles from their bells, the majority of the droplets are directly from the player's mouth. And there are special masks for players now, as well as bell covers to help reduce the spread. Given how on top of all the safety that Disney is, I'm confident that the performers will be using these specialized masks and covers if they're performing with them, as well as having them properly distanced from guests. The masks look kind of funny, and there's some great YouTube videos if you want to look it up. Let's see. This is not a response about if they're performing, but just to inform you about the safety steps that can be taken for this performance. So, Mary Rose.
We know Disney would take them all. So.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? I have seen these, now that she said that, the masks, because we went to a Mizzou basketball game, a couple of them this year, and they had, it's called Mini Mizzou. It's like, it's not the full band, but it's just like, for basketball, they take a few people. And they had a little hole in their mask, and they were playing their trumpets. It was the funniest looking thing ever.
Oh, interesting.
It was pretty good.
Very interesting.
All right, let's see. Let's get some questions here in the live chat. Oh my gosh, Wade has the question. And we were talking about this actually before we started recording. When will restaurants like Sebastian's, Columbia Harbor House, Casey's Corner open? Seems like it would disperse the crowds. I think that is exactly it, because we kind of talked about this on Sunday night when I had Scott on and we were taking calls, is that my feeling, and again, Disney doesn't call me and discuss these things. I wish they did. Maybe not. But they don't ask. I don't know if they lost my number. They can't figure out my email. But they usually typically don't ask before big announcements. But Wade is on to something here, because I think we're all hungering. Let's see what I'm doing there. For Columbia Harbor House, maybe some Casey's, Sebastian's. There's places all over the resort that are still, we're just, let's open them back up. And he's exactly right that it's going to disperse the crowds. Now, Pam, I have seen some feedback online that cast members are being called back. Some are going through training, maybe for their previous roles, but maybe for different positions, stuff that is open. I think that's going to be the next step, right? Maybe this summer that they start gradually reopening these places, because it will disperse, and even maybe more resorts, hopefully, to disperse people. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so it's funny. I've been sitting in on a lot of different webinars from travel suppliers and things like that. And one of the things I was learning today on one of the webinars I was on was just the percentage of the population that is going to have received the vaccination at that point. We are moving toward that herd immunity. And even in the steps within it, I think that we'll be able to see so many other public places and restaurants and things like that open up. As of tomorrow, people ages 16 years and older are going to be able to get the vaccination nationwide. And so that is a huge step in that space alone, just to be able to do that. And at some point, it has to become a matter of guest choice, right? Whether or not they either have the vaccination or are not concerned about COVID's impact on them or whatnot. And I think that will allow theme parks and your local restaurants and zoos and other conferences and things like that to open up in a way that we just haven't seen. And I think once we see that, then that allows Disney to make some changes, of course, in their restaurants to open up some additional ones. Remember, we're still at 35%. I know that every time theme park availability opens up or whatnot, there's speculation that Disney may have opened up at more than that, but that's not where we're at. We're still at 35%. And so as much as I want every one of these restaurants to be open, and believe me, I don't know that there's someone more than me, especially with some of my favorite places still being closed, like Flying Fish and Jico and things like that. I think that Disney needs to be able to justify it. You have to understand, and this is really a hard thing to understand, just because so many of us maybe personally have experienced sort of a hardship or different through this. These companies have been bleeding millions of dollars through their cruise line products or their theme park products. It's going to be a challenging recovery. I am so awesomely impressed that Disney continues to do things like renovate rooms during this time, right? It makes you know that they're financially prudent and they save money for rainy days just like this, and they're taking advantage of the downtime in that. But I think it'll be a while till we see some of these things open up. Let's cross our fingers that this summer we get the news that they can move from 35% to maybe 45%. That would be awesome, right? And we would love to see not only some of these restaurants, but some of these resorts back.
Give me
open.
I just think, if I had to guess, French Quarter might be next because it's small and it's manageable.
Yeah. But I think also it depends on the restaurant too. You know, like a Sebastian's, that's at the resorts, and I could potentially see that opening up sooner rather than later just because it has the ability to seat people in an easier way. But you say something like Columbia Harbor House. Well, right now that area is currently being used as queue for Peter Pan's flight.
Who would have thought that a couple years ago?
Exactly.
Like I'm standing in Columbia Harbor House, and I'm actually in line for Peter Pan.
Right? In order to socially distance, they're using that area as queue. So they can't open up Columbia Harbor House because of that, which is why they have their temporary version of Columbia Harbor House at Tomorrowland Terrace.
Oh, yeah.
Then you look at, which is not the same, by the way. Then you look at Casey's Corner, and you look at how tiny Casey's Corner is.
Mobile
and
order. How nobody goes in. You open your mouth, they just toss corn dog nuggets into your
exactly mouth. How literally just cramped something like that would be. And so you kind of understand why something like Casey's Corner wouldn't be open. I think that maybe a lot of the signature restaurants, that one does confuse me as to why a lot of the signature restaurants are closed. And maybe it's just because those resorts aren't open fully, so that explains why that might be happening too. So it's going to, like Pam said, it's going to take some time, and it depends on the restaurant why it's still closed. And I think we're going to get there. It's just going to take time.
All right, let's hit some other questions. Rinky Stanley Jr. says, do you like fish and chips at Rose and Crown, or do you like fish and chips at Rose and Crown? Easy, yes. And yes.
Yes.
I read it seven times. I guess that is the question.
There's good. Lots of good stuff at Rose and Crown, though. I'm telling you, we go every time and we get the same order. Are you ready? I'm going to lay it on you. This is a Forrester special. We get the
Scotch egg,
cheese, come on. The cheese plate.
Okay,
hello,
charcuterie. Almost.
They have a cheese board. It's really good. Of course, we get some kind of beer because we're in the UK, my friends,
that and stuff
they have
looks like
awesome beer.
That stuff looks like motor oil from the UK. I'm just saying, but go ahead.
It's thick. They have all different kinds. They have ales and lagers and stouts and whatnot. So we get a beer and then we split the fish and chips. And it's awesome. I'm just going to tell you, sitting outside in the back of Rose and Crown and doing that, there isn't much better. There is not much better. And their servers there are so awesome, too, on top of everything. We just always have the best interactions with them. So, love that.
Is Yorkshire County open, the walk-up, right now?
I thought it was.
I hope so. I need some, because now I need some fish and chips stat.
I know, right?
Yes. you know what makes
get a little vinegar.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what makes it good is the malt vinegar. Because the only place I've ever seen that in my life was at Long John Silver's, it was in bottles. And I've malt vinegar. But I go heavy on the malt vinegar when I have fish if it's available.
Because it's awesome.
Oh, it is awesome. I don't even know what it is, but it's crazy. All right, Julie's got a question. I know you've talked about this a few times before, but what do you do when your OGA's reservation and your boarding group end up at about the same time? Easy question. If I'm in there, you hand me your fuzzy tauntaun, and I'll hold your spot while you go ride the ride.
There you go.
And then come back, and I'll be gone. And so will the fuzzy tauntaun. Yeah. Now, Ricky,
or your Jedi mind trick. Exactly. You order the Jedi mind trick, and you use the Jedi mind trick, and you'll say, you will let me come back after my... No.
Yes, you will have your fuzzy tauntaun.
Talk with the cast members. I have heard on Rise that if you have something, you know, if you have an ADR that conflicts with the time that you happen to board, have a conversation with them before, get the okay. But in most cases, they'll let you come back after that time. So you can go ahead and enjoy OGA's. Or if the other thing to do is talk to OGA's too. Like your time may be at a certain time, but they may know right then we are running 45 minutes late. So just come back after and we'll get you in. So just talk with the cast members. They don't want you to miss either one of those experiences. They're both awesome.
But remember this. No matter how many Jedi mind tricks or fuzzy tauntauns you partake in, do not go up to DJ Rex and try to explain your situation. He doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care.
Sometimes he turns away.
I'm saying, yeah, he'll just keep playing the tunes. He will not listen. Yep. He's not a very good listener. No. All right, Lauren's got a question. Says, we're going the first week of June. They just extended the hours. Woohoo! And again, she said that in parentheses. But the dining that's been extended makes me think that the hours will be extended again. For instance, Magic Kingdom set to close at 9 p.m., but we have a B-hour guest ADR at 8:55. No question, just fun speculation. Ricky, so you know what? I mean, you could literally have an ADR. Sometimes they're even after park closing. So there's not necessarily a correlation there, but June, who knows? I mean, 9 o'clock's pretty late. They could go to 10, though, maybe.
Possibly. I mean, you just never know. They may extend the hours, or you may just have the last reservation of the night, which is, you know, also
which
really cool.
Awesome. Because then that is really walk awesome. Out yeah, right.
When hardly anybody's there. So, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You're looking a little flush. You can make it.
I'm going to make it. We're good.
We're just checking in on Ricky. I almost called you Mallory. Ricky throughout the podcast. Make sure she's good.
All right. Making sure. Thanks.
Okay, good.
I appreciate
it. Okay, we're still good. We're continuing. She is podcasting through pain. Impossible side effects. We don't know. Sandra's got a question. Let's see. Going the first week of September, what do you suggest? Pool in the morning, followed by parks, or split early parks, midday break, back at hotel, then back to the parks? Okay, so there's three of us. I always do the split. I like to go to the parks, jam everything in right at park opening, go back, eat, nap, swim, and go back at night. I love splitting up the day. Pam, what about you?
Yeah, it's PPP either way, but I do park, pool, park. Park, pool, park.
Yeah,
and then maybe pool later. That would be the quadruple, like Lindy from of course, Rodney Dangerfield movie.
I don't even know that one. I do not know that reference.
Quadruple Lindy. So anyways, yes, park, pool, park. And the reason being is that the first hour and a half to 2 hours that the park is open, boom, it's just awesome, I will say. So still a great time to go.
All right, Ricky, do you ever go to the... I have gone to the pool. Like, I've rope dropped Pop Century's pool. We actually did this in August because we had like a noon flight or like a 1 o'clock flight, and it really wasn't time to go to the park. So Mallory and I, she wanted to swim. We hadn't been in the pool yet. So like, we went to the pool exactly when it was really awesome. Like, being in the pool first thing in the day, it was hot out. It was great. You had the pool to yourself. I mean, I never would have thought I'd go to the pool first thing in the morning, but we did, and it was awesome. So there is merit to that, which I never thought there would be. But Ricky, have you ever done that? Like, just pool first and then park later?
Yeah, I think I have. Brian definitely has. Brian is all about pool first. Actually, I know we have, well, especially when we stayed off site before, but, you know, Brian is all about like going to the pool in the morning. So a lot of times he'll head over there. I might meet him over. But for touring purposes, I mean, you should definitely do park, pool, park then, instead. But as you know, I personally would rather do pool first and then park the rest of the
day. Especially in September, because it's still hot and muggy. And what the pool does, it like revives you, right? Because I mean, yeah, a lot of times, like after I swim in the afternoon, I'll grab a quick shower when I get back to the room. And then you got like a fresh set of clothes on, you've showered, like you just feel like fired up for your night in the parks.
That
gives you like a second shot. I mean, you're like you. I mean, like this.
Give yeah, I got shot. My like second you. Shot. Yeah, exactly.
You know, what even Jose? All right. Kate says, let's see here. I'm acting spoiled, worrying about wait lists not coming through for our October trip, home resort of Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I need the ease of the monorail for my babies. We've never had this issue before. I'm hoping they will increase capacity at the resorts, and that may help, but also understand why they may not. So get your crystal ball out for me. And again, it's kind of the same thing we've been saying, you know, for months now, is that things, I truly believe things are trending in the right direction. You know, October is a long way away. There's a lot of time between here and now for things to get better. I mean, they could get worse, but let's hope not. You know, I think things are going in the right direction. Like Pam said, a lot of folks getting vaccinated. I did see a stat from the CDC late last week that over 50% of Americans, adults, have at least had one dose of the vaccination, which I think is an incredible number from where we were just months ago. I would have not expected that before May, that would be something we would be saying. So there's a tremendous amount of work that's being done. Kind of we're rallying together to get past this. So again, I would not give up on things, but I mean, you got to realize, again, there's so, like Pam said, there's a lot of factors. You know, you got to staff that hotel. You got to get, you just, you know, you can't just flip the switch and let's book people at Riverside or Animal Kingdom Lodge or what, you know, Jumbo House, but, you know, hopefully it will.
Even if we do hit, you know, closer and closer to that herd immunity, like, you know, Pam was talking about us getting closer to, you know, it still may take some time before Disney hits the switch too. I mean, things may be looking up and up and up, but Disney may still pause on reopening things like hotels and stuff like that because they're being cautious. I mean, you know, for those who don't remember with 9/11, you know, they definitely kept hotels closed for a while still, even after. So they may still pause on keeping hotels closed, even if things are looking better, just to, you know, make sure that that things look better overall for Disney. So it just depends. Yeah.
All right. Matt McGuire has a question. Not Mark. He was a famous St. Louisan, but it's Matt McGuire. Do you have a car service you prefer when Magical Express ends? Ricky, so we know that Mirrors is going to have, I think it's called Mirrors Connect, that's going to start in 2022. And remember, Mirrors ran Magical Express. So I'd imagine a very similar, now you're going to have to pay for it. We don't know the pricing. I think that's coming out next month is what I read in Ricky's fine article that I read the other day. But, and by the way, you had no articles on the Mouse for Less on Sunday night, and you totally left Scott and I hanging like a hair in a biscuit, by the way. I went to the page. There was no news.
But there was, like, literally no news last week. I actually was really surprised. I was like,
I had to start Googling stuff. I was like, we're talking about, like, an Up cookie jar and stuff like that. Come on now.
My fingers were, like, sore from typing. And then, like, last week, I was like, where did all the news go? Like, yes. You put it all out in 1 week, and then you didn't want to spread it out at all.
Right.
You just wanted it all to go in 1 week.
So okay, you know how much prep we do, right? I'm like, okay, exactly. Scott and I are going to give you the news.
Sure
the news is brought to you by the mouseforless.com. Swing by the site so you can follow along. Well, there's no news this week. Okay, let's open the phone lines.
That's kind of how it is. Sorry.
No, but
hopefully this not continue that trend.
You know, I would go with mirrors if you're comfortable with Magical Express once that happens. But I mean, Ricky, I mean, there's a lot. I think, again, this is an opportunity for a lot of companies to fill in a void in a better way than's ever been offered.
100%. And, you know, we may get more companies that come online that are offering new unique services. But definitely Mirrors is going to have their Mirrors Connect. It debuts in January of 2022. Like Mike said, Mirrors is actually who ran Magical Express. So it is going to be pretty much very similar in their service, I'm guessing. As he said as well, there will be a price that is involved with that. So that's the downside. But you can also do, you know, a town car. There are plenty of town car companies. There's obviously Uber and Lyft, or, you know, some sort of rideshare opportunity that you can take advantage of if you're comfortable with that. And, you know, eventually there will be that Brightline train that's coming to Disney Springs. Now, that's going to be a while.
Yeah, I'm not even thinking about that because that's so far off.
Exactly.
So far
don't off. Expect that anytime soon. But there are options, and we will certainly find out more and more as we get closer to 2022. And I know the panic is setting in. Oh my gosh, I've got to figure out how I'm going to get to and from in 2022. And we'll get there. It's just going to take some time because, you know, and people weren't expecting that Disney and Mirrors weren't going to be connected as far as Magical Express is concerned anymore. So, you can also rent a car too, which driving in Orlando is actually, I mean, you know, as far as getting around is relatively easy, all things considered. Thank goodness for, you know, maps on my phone.
Yeah. Okay.
I can figure things out.
I'm throwing in a PSA for everybody that's a little nervous about 2022. You will get from Orlando International yes. to Walt Disney World, and likely you will get back at the end of your vacation. So don't
Correct.
Stress about it.
You may
April.
Not want to.
I know.
Yeah.
Please don't stress about it in April of 21. It's going to happen. You might not know what it looks like right now, but I bet you it's going to be totally fine. Don't that's distress.
Exactly.
Stress about other things. I promise you'll get there. We'll take care of you.
Exactly.
Yes. People that don't even speak our language do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like from far corners of our planet. You know, like you will find it. I promise you. You will get there. Okay.
Yes.
Jennifer's got a question from right down the road. Let me get this one to Pam. So she has an annual pass because this is a pickle that everybody, this is one of those, it's one of those like my daughter, are you going or are you not? Before I buy you a ticket so I can make theme park reservations for this. It's such a mess. So she says, I have an annual pass. Friends and family will have 6-day theme park tickets and we're all staying off site. Should I bite the bullet and buy a 3-day park hopper ticket so I can get the park reservations with the group? The trip is at the end of October. I'm afraid reservations will be full and won't be able to get the other days needed as I use each day. I received an annual pass survey and did mention I didn't like us out-of-state AP holders limited to only 3 reservations if staying off-site. So, Pam, what do you... Because I have this question from guests at the Magic for Less, right? Okay, so I just worked with a... He's great guest, Tony. I'm going to give his city name. And I just got to say this because I couldn't believe it when he told me this. He lives in a city called Vacayville. And I'm not kidding. Like, that was his Vacayville. I'm like, you're totally playing with me. I'm going to type this in. It's going to get declined, right? Nope, that's really where he lives. Anyway, so he's in that situation, right? He's an annual pass holder. Other people are not. So you got to, you know, and the packages then become kind of tough because you don't want to rebuy tickets that you don't need. And it's just, but you got to get creative. That's what we do with the Magic Flush. You know, we book a room only, buy the tickets a la carte, link everything up, and you're good. But I mean, what are your thoughts in general for folks that are like this? Like, I'm an annual pass holder. Mallory and Pam aren't. Paige isn't right now. What do you tell people?
So when you can, just stay on site. And I think that eliminates the problem. And that's really what Disney intended for this. It was a way for them to sort of limit the numbers of annual pass holders who get in each day. And they need to do that, frankly, with the percentage of capacity that they have right now. That's one of the things that they need to do. But I have an idea for you, Jennifer, and it's going to be a creative one. So instead of you buying a 3-day park hopper, why don't you contact us and let's see what it would be to get you 3 nights at one of the value resorts. Since it's only going to be for 3 days, those value resorts are not that expensive. You aren't then paying for a pass twice. You don't, the in addition, the resort stay is going to be fully refundable up until, you know, before, much closer to when you travel. Once you purchase that 3-day park hopper ticket, you paid for it, you're done. You don't ever get a refund on that whatnot. But the thing with the resort room is you can do that. And by doing that, you will be on site for part of your stay. And that may alleviate part of the problem. In addition, now, not all six of you could do this, but, you know, a couple of you could go back. You have a room to recharge, whatnot, during your stay. You may find it to be within the same ballpark. And that may be a bonus that you didn't even think of yet. Otherwise, I think I would be tempted to buy the 3-day park hopper because I just think that it's challenging. Some of the dates are already challenging. I think you want to have the flexibility in that space. You want to be able to do what everybody else can do. And those are one of the two things I would recommend.
I agree. That's a creative way to go about it because it does give you kind of a base there for those 3 days too. I mean, kind of like a side benefit that you're not thinking of. All right, Justin's got a question. I like this one. What is your go-to restaurant in Epcot when you can't get the meal you want? I've almost always had luck at Beer Garden, and we love it there. So he said live it there, but I don't think he lives there.
Maybe he's the player.
Maybe. I mean, maybe he really likes the Ricola horn, you know, like the Ricola horn and some hash, you know, or some, you know, sausage. I actually have an ADR for Beer Garden in a couple of weeks when we're down. I love that restaurant, but okay, so when I can't get what I'm like, say I can't get a, it's hard to say, like, because I can usually get something. Okay, like, I mean, I'm not super picky. I love to get San Angel Inn. I prefer that over La Hacienda, which is reopening soon. But a lot of times, if I don't have an ADR, like I just decided not to make one, I just go to the counter service place in Japan. I get the Shogun platter, and I'm good. So what about you, Pam? What about a sit-down place? Like, you can't get A in World Showcase. Where's kind of a default? Where do you try to fall back to?
So that's funny because I prefer La Hacienda and you usually can get La Hacienda, and I'll give you two things that you're going to want to order. Ready? First of all, the guac. It's great.
Oh, I've had it there. Yo, it's awesome. Yeah, you're right.
So good. So good. And then you get your preferred drink. The margaritas are great. They have, you know, it's a good location. The other thing I'm going to tell you to get, shrimp tacos. Mike, they're as good as Maya Grill's. Really and truly. God, so good. So good. So yes, that's what I got last time. And I was like in heaven, really and truly. And that view that you can see from most of the seats, like some of the seats are right up against the window and you can see the water, but even the ones in the booths, which are sort of back against the opposite wall from the windows, really have a great view looking out over the World Showcase. And even with the fountain stuff for the new Epcot show, there's still something about looking out at that water. So La Hacienda is something you can usually get last minute.
By the way, breaking news, they loaded the fireworks barge a couple days ago out into the water. Just saying, I don't think they need that out there right now for October. Anyway, once they start loading explosives. Ricky, where do you go when you can't find your go-to in World Showcase? I just want to be so right on that.
Got it. You know, usually if I can't get into where I want to go, I will head over to one of the Epcot area resorts and grab a meal at one of those places. But if you want to stay inside Epcot, you can always look at this point. There's always a festival going on.
Right.
So you can always grab snacks along the way, which is a great option. Or there's fantastic counter service options to choose from. But a restaurant that I will say, I don't think it's open right now because of, COVID, but it usually almost always when it is open has reservations, and that's at Nine Dragons, which is in the China Pavilion. I know it doesn't have the best like reputation, but it is always a place that you can grab a meal for sure. Just about. So
I have if you ever eaten there, I've never eaten at Nine Dragons.
So I haven't, but my brother actually has, and he said it was really good. So, and he's pretty picky about stuff.
Is it kind of like P.F. Chang's? I mean, is it nice like Chinese food? Or
I don't know.
I've never.
He didn't really
there.
Tell me what it was like. It. Yeah. He just said it was good. So I mean, I don't know. He had a really good meal there.
Pam, have you done Nine Dragons?
I'm sure.
It's been so long.
Like, you're, that was when so you were like, I'm long. Starving. I'm starving. No, I New Year's Eve 1 year, though, I did get the counter service. And, dude, I waited for... Oh, yeah. And it was the shortest line. Like, I waited like an hour and a half. It was like Survivor, right? I waited like an hour and a half to get some white rice. I didn't even care. Just give me something to eat. Okay, let's see here. Lydia's got a question about, I don't have park hopper. Am I able to leave for a midday break and return later to my park? Absolutely. Please do so. And Crystal's got a question for you two, not me. For those who have gone to Disneyland, do you prefer Fantasmic there or Walt Disney World? Ricky.
Okay. Well, I have not seen Disneyland's Fantasmic. I know, right? But also, I'm not a huge fan of Fantasmic, which is why I didn't see it in Disneyland. But I've heard their Fantasmic is awesome in Disneyland. So even though I haven't seen it, I'm going to go to the Disneyland one because just based off of the hype I've heard, the Disneyland one is supposedly better.
Is it true, Pam, that people bring blankets? I mean, I don't know if this was like the post-COVID. Like, people bring blankets and, like, you know, reserve their spot like an old picnic?
They did. They had changed that, though, prior to COVID to not allow that because people would actually walk into the park, bring their blanket, and hang out there, like, all day, really and truly. And absolutely, Fantasmic in Disneyland is a completely different experience. I thoroughly enjoy it. It's definitely worth seeing. I don't know, you know, whenever that happens again, hopefully they'll be able to bring back the meals. You can either get a meal and have preferred location to view it from, or they also have sometimes dessert parties and whatnot. So check into that. At Disneyland, because the nighttime shows are so popular for their local crowds, it's important to take advantage of some of the extra things that are available for you to make sure that you see the nighttime shows or at least have a good experience with it. So check some of those out.
All right, Alfred's asking a simple question. California Grill or Olivia's? And I always say Olivia's is my favorite restaurant at Walt Disney World just because it is my style. Like, I like comfort food. I'm not a fancy guy, and I love that I can get in Olivia's really anytime I want. That's huge, right? I mean, we made last minute ADRs, got one at like 5 o'clock. Dude, sign me up. You know, I don't have to wait forever to eat. And it gives me an excuse to go to Old Key West, which I love the vibe there. God, it's just gorgeous. Like, I just love that place. All right, so Pam, I know you're California Grill.
I am. I actually was craving California Grill like this last weekend. Like, I was like, okay, if we're going to go out to eat, where do I want to go? And I'm like, California Grill. Okay. Like, maybe I need to look up a flight and like go down for dinner because I wanted some sushi. I wanted the pork dish, which they've had for years and it's just so good. I wanted a good glass of wine or a drink, and I just wanted to sit there and enjoy the sunset and look out over the Magic Kingdom while I was dining. I just think that view is spectacular. The food's great. And just, you know, I wanted that kind of experience. You know, you eat out at home and it's just not typically the same, right? It's different when you're there.
You don't look out your window and see Space Mountain or Cinderella
Castle? No. Or maybe I should just paste a picture of it, like, outside my dining room, right? I mean, on the window.
I mean, I had cheese and crackers looking out over Spaceship Earth earlier today.
I'll play some smooth jazz, you know, something like that.
Ricky, which would you pick?
I mean, it's really tough because it depends on what kind of meal you're looking for.
They're not the same, right? Exactly.
They're not. Yeah, they're not even close to the same. It is very tough. I think if I had to choose, I'd probably choose Olivia's over California Grill just because I'm not a huge sushi fan. I understand they have lots of other things at California Grill. I've had other things at California Grill. But the menu is more my style at Olivia's. So, yeah. But, I mean, they're really not on the same plane, to be perfectly honest. So it's really hard to make that decision.
All righty. Lori Lee's got a question. I leave for Disney in 10 days. Me too. Lori, look for me. I'll be there. I'll be over at the Hilton. I'll be sad looking over there. I'll be on the other side of the fence for a couple days. But hey, wave to me. Throw me a Mickey bar. Anyway, she says, we're planning to add Blizzard Beach to this trip, which will be new to us. Do you all enjoy the water parks? Yes. The water parks are. Now here, I'm guilty. I haven't been to a water park since Mallory's been alive. She is 13. Because she's always like, when, you know, like Google Photos shows up and she sees all these pictures of Paige at both water parks, right? Going down Summit Plummet, Typhoon Lagoon, in the wave pool. I mean, like, we always went to the water parks. We went a lot because the thing was, back in the day when Paige was little, it was included in your ticket. Like, we got the ultimate park hopper. You just did whatever you wanted. It didn't matter. Now I'm a tightwad and I don't want to buy the extra, you know, like, I have the annual pass. It doesn't have the water parks. And I'm like, well, I'd have to pay extra. We can just go to the Magic Kingdom. Yeah, you know, like, I got to get over that because they are a ton of fun. Ricky, are you a fan? And you like Blizzard Beach better than Typhoon. I like Typhoon.
I do like Blizzard Beach over Typhoon Lagoon, but I, like you, am also a tightwad. and I don't feel like spending the extra money to go to the water park. So, yeah, I haven't done it in years. I mean, it's, oh gosh, at this point, it's probably been 10 years since I've been to the water parks at Disney. I'm a bad Disney fan. It's been a long time. But I do prefer Blizzard Beach over Typhoon Lagoon.
I want to do one of those H2O nights if they ever bring those back once it's all behind us.
That I would be in for.
100%. We're totally, that'd be a blast.
I was totally considering one for last year, and then, you know, COVID. Yeah, well,
what about you, Pam? What are your thoughts on the water parks? I will say, too, by the way, Volcano Bay is way better than both Disney ones.
Volcano Bay is 100%.
It's just unbelievable. Yeah, it is crazy.
So good. Yeah, the Tapu Tapu makes that awesome. But yeah, for sure. We've done both. I don't know, not in the not too distant past, probably. I love Typhoon Lagoon. For me, I love that vibe. It just feels very tropical. I used to love when they did the swimming with sharks, the shark reef thing. I thought that was so cool. But even without it, Crush and Gusher, all of that. So it's definitely worth going and checking out. It's so much more than your resort pool. Right. Even if you're staying at Yacht and Beach Club and enjoying Stormalong Bay, you're really going to appreciate that day. And I think the other thing I really enjoy about water parks is it totally makes you relax that day, right? You aren't...
Unless you're at the top of Summit Plummet. I mean, then you're not relaxed. Like, your butt cheeks are really tight when you're getting ready to go over the side. I'm just saying, you're like, oh, Lord, here we go. But then it's relaxing after that. You made it.
You do. Yeah. At some point, you're going to come back to your chair and you're going to sit there for a while and just enjoy people watching, or you're going to grab a quick lunch somewhere. So it really is such a nice relaxation and a step away from the parks for a little bit. So I think they're both worth doing. I absolutely do.
All right, we're sinking in two questions. So he's got to be quick. Dustin's got a question. I've heard there are lines at the Skyliner at the resorts around park open. If so, how much extra time should I allow if I have an ADR or want to hit rope drop? Okay, so the Skyliner doesn't open crazy like before park opening. It usually opens, I want to say, 30 minutes before the park opening, or maybe an hour, but I thought it was 30 minutes when I was down there in December and August, but it could change. Anyway, you can check at the desk when it's going to open. They'll tell you. Here's the thing. I like to be towards the front of the line because the line will get long. But let me tell you this, even if you're not at the front of the line, when that thing starts, it just eats people. That line is trucking. Like, it just, I mean, as long as it doesn't break down, you don't have a weather issue or something like that, some technical issue. It's, I mean, because I'm not kidding. That one time with Scott, I got in line down by the last 50s building heading towards the Little Mermaid rooms. I didn't wait but 20 minutes. And I mean, there must have been 7 million people in front of me and it just ate them. So, but if you're at the front of the line, you're going to get the thing over. Because once you're on the Skyliner, remember, if you're at Art or Pop, I don't know where he's at, you got to switch and you got to get back in line at Caribbean Beach. So you got to kind of factor that in. It's not a direct shot. If you're Caribbean Beach, then you just do the one line and you're on your way. But I would say, you know, find out what time the Skyliner opens and I would be in line 20 to 30 minutes prior just to be safe. Anything else?
Yeah. For sure. I agree. And the people that you're going to want to talk to are, first of all, you're going to want to talk to the cast members at your resort to ask them the exact time it opens, because we only get the information, like the official information, right? And there may be day-to-day sort of changes or adjustments that they make. And the other people you're going to want to talk to is actually the cast members at the Skyliner. So make sure you get both. And if you get more than one answer, ask a third person and average two, best two out of three wins. Yeah. And then be there just a little early so that you're on the ball.
All right, last question, Ricky, you got this one. Diane, who's always here with us, we appreciate that so much. Besides Topolino's, what's the best breakfast ADR available right now?
Ooh, well, now she didn't She didn't say if it needed characters or
no,
not.
No, just the best.
Just in general, the best.
And why is it Garden Grill?
It isn't. Ooh. Garden Grill is a good
choice. That's comparable. I think that's comparable. But go ahead. I was just kind of trying to.
That is comparable. I would agree with you, especially because that does have characters too. But I'm going to go with the Wave. And y'all know how much I love the
Wave. Are you getting paid by the Wave? Seriously. Are you part-timing down there or something?
I love the Wave. Their pancakes that are sweet potato pancakes are amazing. But I'm also going to throw in my other favorite, which is Ale and Compass. Because they have their chocolate waffles and they're so good too. So like those are honestly my two favorite places to go get breakfast at Walt Disney World.
You're consistent on the Ale and Compass because you like those chocolate waffles back when it was, what was it called? Captain's Table? Captain's Grill?
Yeah, Captain's Grill.
Back yes. before it was, because yes. they were still there. Do they still have?
I know.
Remember when they used to have that where you got like, you could order a la carte, but you also got a buffet there for breakfast?
There's no buffets anymore.
I love buffets.
They did have the, like, it was like, it wasn't like a buffet, but they had like an area where you could go get like stuff. But
yeah,
they don't
was,
have
it was
that
a buffet anymore. In the back when it was Captain's Grill.
Well, yeah, in the back.
Yeah, it was
Captain's
so
Grill.
Good. Oh, man. They had, that was the best. Yeah. So yeah. good. And you, speaking of, here's what I miss. I miss the buffets, and I miss, Pam talked about it a second ago, Typhoon Lagoon. Shark Reef. Dude, that water
yeah,
was,
dude, that place.
Pam made me do that with Paige when we were first dating. We went down. My heart probably stopped. That water was so cold.
It was cold water.
The fact that I'm swimming with sharks. Like, dude, the water was like 48 degrees. Like, I'm like a Titanic survivor at that point. Like, come on. Sure. It was brutal.
And they told you, don't move your feet. And I'm like,
dude, I'm in a
the
tank
heck
with
I'm
sharks.
Not moving my feet. I know. I'm getting out of here.
I look like Michael Phelps. I look like Michael Phelps before. Michael Phelps was like 8 at that time. I'm just saying. Anyway, Pam, best ADR for breakfast right now, then we'll close it out.
So I'm going to offer, since Ricky took a couple that I really enjoy, I'm going to say, you got to love Kona still.
Oh,
I mean,
yes. That's my other
go-to. Tonga toast. But they have some great egg dishes.
Yes,
they're really, really good. So that's it. And a quick service location I'll give you is Primo Piatta. They have lemon ricotta pancakes. They have... I mean, just lots of good things from which to choose. So that's a good counter service location.
And imagine that, Jocelyn in the chat picking Ale and Compass. It's like Ricky picking the Wave. I mean, come on. People are predictable.
Yep.
I love you guys. All right, we're going to close this one out. Thank you so much for your great questions. We had a good time talking Disney, and that's what this is all about. Hope you enjoyed the conversation today. Don't forget, today's show always brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next trip, seriously, just go to the website, themagicforless.com. Check out all the specials right across the top. There's a tab for World, Cruise Line, Adventures by Disney, even Disneyland. Hey, we're getting Disneyland back here soon.
Yay,
now, of course, got to have some, got to be a California resident right now. But hey, you got to do that first. And then maybe they'll add like, you know, maybe they'll add like Nevada. And maybe they'll add Utah.
Come on, open up for November. Come on, open up for November.
What if they do it state by state like 50 times? What if they just like add like one state and like the last state is like Rhode Island or like Delaware? Like they're just waiting because they're so small. You can't come
I hope
in yet.
Not. I know, hope right? we see things really
or what,
open up.
What if Rhode Island, the joke's on us, and like California's like, okay, we're going,
right?
to, the next, we're going to phase two, Rhode Island. You can come now. They'd be like, suck us. We've been waiting for this our whole life.
Right.
Delaware, you're in. Anyway,
like, we
don't,
need a smaller state.
Yeah, we don't think it's gonna work that way, but we'll if it does, hey, the Magic for Less agents will take great care of you. So just drop by the Magic for Less, fill out that quote form, mention the show. We promise to take great care of you. Again, themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. If you'd like some extra content like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Join us this Sunday night. It's you, me, and Scotty G. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. We take your calls. We try to do the news when it's there. Ricky, no pressure.
Right.
And we have a good time. We just have a great time.
Sorry. There
you
was
know,
literally nothing. I'm sorry.
I got to throw this in there real quick. So listener Dave, I believe it is from Texas, called us this past Sunday night. And he's got the ultimate hack for October 1st. If everything's back to normal, instead of going to World, he's going to go to Disneyland on October 1st. You know, like everybody goes to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and some people go to Splash Mountain. He's totally going the extreme. He's like, everybody's going to be on the East Coast. Psh, I'm going to the West Coast. I'm in the middle anyway. So, yeah, we talked about that this past Sunday night. So, yeah, give us a call, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook and YouTube this Sunday night. Okay, follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike, and follow us on Facebook and YouTube. And we're there. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we're going to be back on Friday. Why? Because we're going to talk about our why. Why do we do the things we do? What's the justification for the choices we make? We're going to talk about that coming up on Friday. So until then, you guys stay safe, stay healthy. For Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.